Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. And I'd like to ask a question. Beloved, are you willing to be a prayer warrior? God is looking for those who will stand in the gap. He's looking for those who will intercede in behalf of this nation and the nations of the world, that in the short time that remains before Jesus returns, that all those whom God has appointed to be saved will be saved. We need to pray that the Holy Spirit will convict hearts, and also that God's people will rise and hear the Lord calling out to us to consider our ways and to do everything we can to walk pleasing before Him. So I'd like to share with you a message from the Word of God about intercessors wanted. Intercessors wanted by the Lord. But before we do that, let's pray. Father, I thank you for the privilege of being able to gather together and share your heart and share the things that you are burdened with. Father, we know that you were so concerned and so loved the world that you sent Jesus into this earth to suffer and die as a man, to redeem a people unto yourself. And Father, we may not understand all the dynamics of prayer, except that you have commanded it. And even though you are sovereign and will accomplish your will with or without any human agency, yet you have called your people to partner with you and to pray that your will would be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, anoint our eyes to see, convict our hearts of lukewarmness, and Lord, let us be willing to weep between the porch and the altar, that we might see your great salvation wrought in the lives of multitudes, in Jesus' name. Well, I'd like to begin by just reading a few passages from Joel, the second chapter, and I'm going to I won't read all of them, but just skip a few verses, or skip through a few verses. In verse 15, the prophet is saying, "Blow the trumpet in Zion, sanctify a fast, call a solemn assembly, gather the people, sanctify the congregation, assemble the elders." Verse 17, "Let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep between the porch and the altar, and let them say, spare thy people, O Lord, and give not thine heritage to reproach, that the heathen should rule over them. Wherefore should they say among the people, where is their God? Then will the Lord," listen to this, saints, if God's people are willing to do this, "the Lord will be zealous for his land and pity his people." In verse 19, he says, "Yea, the Lord will answer and say unto his people, behold, I will send you corn and wine and oil, and ye shall be satisfied therewith, and I will no more make you a reproach among the heathen." Verse 21 says, "Fear not, O land, be glad and rejoice, for the Lord will do great things." Verse 23, "Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he hath given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month. And the floors shall be full of wheat, and the vats shall overflow with wine and oil." And listen to this beautiful promise, "I will restore to you the years that the locust hath eaten, the cankerworm, and the caterpillar, and the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you. And you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God that hath dealt dwelt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. And it goes on, such a magnificent chapter. It shall come to pass afterward, verse 28, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions, and also upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days I will pour out my spirit. And verse 32 ends that chapter by saying, and it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call. God is calling a remnant today, beloved. Those who are willing to say, Lord, spare your people. There are so many, beloved, today that have name the name of the Lord, and yet they've gone off into sin, into apostasy, into compromise, into lukewarmness. And God is wanting people who desire to not only walk pleasing before the Lord, but to pray for the iniquities of God's people. For example, that beautiful promise that is given in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, then I will hear from heaven, I will forgive their sin and heal their land. And beloved, if we ever needed healing in this land, in this nation, it is now. And God is looking to his people. We wonder why prayer is unanswered. Well, it's because of the iniquities of God's people. Let me share a passage of scripture found in Isaiah chapter 59, verse 1 and 2. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither is his ear heavy that it cannot hear. There's no problem with the Lord. He delights in answering prayer. But listen to verse 2. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear. And it goes on to say, for your hands are defiled with blood, your fingers with iniquity, your lips have spoken lies, your tongue hath muttered perverseness. None calleth for justice, nor any pleadeth for truth. They trust in vanity and speak lies. They conceive mischief and bring forth iniquity. Beloved, this nation was founded under God upon scriptural and biblical principles, and yet in the course of time we have hungered after the things of this world, and as a nation, beloved, we have turned our back on God. In fact, even the leader of our nation has says we are no longer a Christian nation. Beloved, we need to really fear lest we be guilty of the same kinds of things that occurred to the people of Israel. The Lord was imploring and pleading with his people through the prophet Isaiah. And we need to weep between the porch and the altar. And you might say, well, Sister Glass, I love the Lord. In my life, I'm doing all I can to serve God faithfully. Well, praise God for that. Yet, God is asking us, as he did for Moses, for Nehemiah, for Daniel, to pray for the people of God. There was no iniquity in Nehemiah, but he wept for the walls that had fallen down and for the invasion of Jerusalem and for the devastation that it had experienced. In verse 5 of chapter 59, the word says, they hatch cockatrices' eggs and weave the spider's web. He that eateth of their eggs dieth, and that which is crushed breaketh out into a viper. Their webs shall not become garments, neither shall they cover themselves with their works. Their works are works of iniquity, and the act of violence is in their hand. Their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity, wasting and destruction are in their paths. And this recalls the word of the Lord in Romans, the 3rd chapter, verses 10 through 18, and just portions I'll read. There is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. And it says in verse 8, the way of peace they know not, and there is no judgment in their goings. They have made them crooked paths. Whosoever goeth therein shall not know peace. And it says in the word, destruction are misery in their ways, and their way of peace they have not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. And the word of the Lord in the Gospel of Luke says, these are the very words of Jesus, the 11th chapter, verse 34, the light of the body is the eye. Therefore, when thine eye is single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But when thine eye is evil, thy body also is full of darkness. Take heed, he's speaking to us, beloved, that the light which is in thee be not darkness. If thy whole body therefore be full of light, having no part dark, the whole shall be full of light, as when the bright shining of a candle doth give thee light. Those are the words of Jesus. And in verse 16 of Isaiah 59, the Lord says through the prophet, and he saw that there was no man, and wondered that there was no intercessor. Therefore his arm brought salvation unto him, and his righteousness it sustained them. It was because there was no qualified human mediator that God, thank the Lord, brought salvation through Jesus Christ. And in going back now to Isaiah, the 59th chapter, verses 17 through 21 refer to Jesus' second coming. For brass I will bring gold, and for iron I will bring silver, and for wood brass, and for stones iron, and I will also make thy officers peace, and thy exactors righteousness. Violence shall no more be heard in thy land, wasting nor destruction within thy borders, but thou shalt call thy walls salvation, and thy gates praise. The sun shall be no more thy light by day, neither for brightness shall the moon give light unto thee, but the Lord shall be unto thee an everlasting light, and thy God thy glory. Praise God. What a wonderful time we have to look forward to when Jesus comes, and he will judge his enemies, and he will bring salvation to Israel. As Romans 11, 26 through 27 says, and so all Israel shall be saved, as it is written, there shall come out of Zion the deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob, for this is my covenant unto them, when I shall take away their sins. Praise God. Well, I'm just getting into this, and the time has just flown by, so we'll continue on tomorrow's broadcast. Thank you for joining me. The announcer will give our contact information. If you have prayer requests, won't you share them with me? And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.
Oh.